Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Happiness Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Mark Allen. Mark, why don't you take it from here?
You got it. Thanks, Tanya. Hi, everybody. And good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. My name is Mark Allen. I am the host of Late Night Health Radio and have been doing the show for over 5 years. We have over 500 archived hours of interviews with a wide variety of people, anybody from energy healers to the latest therapies in cancer control, cancer prevention, and more. Let me give you a little bit of a background on me. Not only am I a host, I am also a producer, and that's something that we'll talk about as we talk about radio and health. Over the last number of years, I've probably done more than 30,000 interviews. Yep, 30,000 people have come into my studio, and they are from all walks of life. Our own Tanya Hoffman has appeared on Late Night Health talking about talking, speaking on Late Night Health, but I have done shows that are political in nature, financial in nature. I've interviewed celebrities, even the man on the street. One of my favorite interviews was, I'm trying to think, probably close to 40 years ago, and I interviewed Mr. Artichoke. If you can believe that. Right now, I specialize in health topics, and I wanted to talk to you about radio and health. As radio as a medium, as a vehicle to promote health topics, to promote books, and of course, to promote a private practice of a chiropractor, a physician, any kind of healthcare professionals. At the end of today of my talk, I will be giving you an email address, and one person that Tanya will pick will receive a guest appearance on the show. The only caveat is it has to be something, you have to have something to talk about regarding health. Okay, I don't care what it is. It's a value of $750. That's what we charge for our sponsored content. We have a special deal that I've worked out, and we'll talk about that at the end. But let's talk about radio. Is radio dead? A lot of people ask me, well, who listens to radio anymore? Millions and millions of people. Studies have indicated that from 12 to 50, the numbers have not gone down. The number of people listening to radio has basically stayed the same, which means that radio is a viable medium. It is especially a viable medium for the baby boomer. I'm glad to say that I am a baby boomer. And the so-called senior market. Let's take a look at why. This group of people grew up listening to radio. Here in the Southern California area where I'm based, we all listen to the Boss Jocks and KHJ Radio. Radio personalities became our friends. They became our companions. And I tell people today that radio is a companion. Radio host becomes the friend of the listener. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about the average radio program, though it's true that many people become associated or friendly with their favorite political commentator, whether it's on the left or the right, whether it's Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or some of the others that have other points of view. They become friends. When they listen to their radio shows, it's like listening to their friend, especially for the boomer market. And we all know that the boomer market is a tremendous market to sell products, services 2. Why? They have the most expendable income of any demographic out there. They have much more money than a 12-year-old, and they have much more money than millennials. Let's take a look at what happens, say, on a Friday night. A man or a woman decides to go out. They're going to go out with a couple of friends. Maybe they're going to a, in quotes, seniors, senior bar. I understand they exist, but having been married for 39 years, I personally do not go to single bars. Or a dance, or a church activity, or even a party with some friends. They don't meet anybody at that party, the church activity, the temple activity, or even the bar, and they come home alone. What tends to happen with the boomer generation is they want a companion. They want to hear somebody talk. They don't want to listen to a rerun or watch a rerun of Golden Girls on TV. That's something you do at 8 o'clock at night, not at 11 o'clock at night when you're getting ready for bed. And so they tune into the radio, and they hear a wide variety of topics ranging from real estate, health, alternative health, and more. And in every market in the country, there are local radio shows or even national radio shows that cater to this booming baby boomer market. These people, the seniors, the baby boomers, are really looking to hear a friendly voice. They're looking for engaging content. When I talk to somebody on late night health, and you can listen to our shows that we've done on late night health by going to latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com. But they're looking for engaging content, basically, to keep them company. And then what happens? They become engaged. They become involved. They hear a story about cancer. They hear a story about psoriasis. They hear about an energy healer. They hear about a medium. They hear about how to handle grief when a loved one passes. These are some of the topics that I cover on Late Night Health. We don't just do a disease of the week. When they're listening and engaging, talk radio in particular is called foreground radio. Foreground radio means that you have to be actively listening. When you're listening to radio, you could be typing, working, you can even be reading and have music in the background. It doesn't work so well when you're listening to talk radio. And specifically, that's what we're talking about. So why do baby boomers want to learn from radio? It's because it's comfortable and it's easy. It's something they're familiar with. And by the way, these same rules apply to podcasts. If a podcast is produced properly, and the operative word is produced properly, and I'm going to give you an example, then seniors, who are the fastest growing users of the internet, will listen to your podcast. Podcasts are simply radio shows, radio programs, or they should be. I have a friend who hosts a show who does not do any prep, does not have any idea of where that show is going to go. They don't have any guests usually. They just ramble. And they've asked me to listen to their show and figure out why. Well, why they don't have listeners. And the reason is quite simple. They don't plan in advance what they're going to say. And they should. It's prep, prep, prep. It's like real estate. You know, in real estate, location is everything. It's location, location, location. In radio, it's prep. Even disc jockeys who do just music shows, prep their show. They spend at least an hour for a 3 or 4 hour air shift, knowing what music they're going to play, what quips and funny things they can say about the music or the artist. It's all about preparation and planning. And it's something that we all have to do. And if you don't plan, if you don't produce your show, you won't have listeners. Let's talk about the baby boomers. Let's face it, growing old sucks. We all know that. However, we also know that it doesn't have to. And the term anti-aging is something I don't get my hands around. I can't wrap my arms around it because anti-aging is dying. If you're not aging, you're dying. What I'd rather do is age gracefully. So I don't want to go to an anti-aging doctor. I want to go to a growing old gracefully doctor. And that's a key. It's a little twist. It's a little different approach to the program. And that's what we do on Late Night Health. The biggest question I'm always asked is, should I do my own show? And the answer is yes, but you have to have a reason for doing the show. My answer is surprising, because what do I need more competition for? Well, everybody has a different point of view, a different approach. And in doing what I do, or you can do in a health-related field, if you produce it and make it good, come up with compelling content, you're going to have a winner of a show. Now, I wouldn't do a brain operation or a heart operation. I don't do financial services, and I don't sell real estate. I'm an expert in radio. I've been doing this for well over 40 years. So if you're an expert on a subject, say earthworm farming. By the way, if you Google earthworm farming, you'll find over 200,000, and I may have missed a zero. Math is not my strong suit. Earthworm farming is something that, why would anybody want to do a radio show on? If you're an expert in earthworm farming, what you need to do is you need to be able to make an engaging program for your small niche to maybe get them to buy earthworm supplies from you, maybe your earthworm book, and you need to produce that show. So my answer is yes, if you want to do a show, work with somebody who can help you. Find somebody who has a background who can produce a show for you. Some of the benefits of doing a radio show are obvious. You can become a star. You can become a local star, or you can even become a national star if you syndicate your show. Radio can also enhance your image, and like writing a book, radio can also give you the credibility to grow your business. Radio hosts today that are radio show hosts that have a specialty, like health, don't usually get paid. Radio stations, I just got this question yesterday, how much will a radio station pay me to host a show? Usually they don't. You have to pay the station. So not only do you become a host, you become a producer. You also have to become a salesperson. And the number one four-letter word in the English language is sell. People hate to sell, but everybody sells. Think about it. You go to a doctor and he's got dirty hands and smells like he's been smoking a cigar or cigarettes. He's not selling. You go to an attorney who is super arrogant, he's not selling. Everybody sells. Your gardener sells. He wants you to buy his gardening service. Your real estate salesperson is obviously selling, but he wants a listing from you. He has to convince you to give him the listing for your house. It's the same thing with radio. And you have to learn how to sell your product and service on radio. And you also have to be able to get guests. You also have to be able to sell advertising. I'm going to repeat what I just said, and that is get a producer, somebody who understands radio. And the local radio station that you buy your time at, whether it's in Las Vegas, in Austin, Texas, New York City, Los Angeles, doesn't matter. I'm going to say 99% of the people who work at the station, they're going to sell you the time, and then they leave you to run it yourself. Most of the time. There are exceptions. However, you really have to understand the business of radio. You understand the formatics of radio. You need to know how to talk, how to write a commercial, having a place to go in a show. You start at A, you want to go to B. It's a roadmap, and you need to pre-plan that. Most radio stations and internet stations don't offer that advice. They don't offer any help in helping you produce the show. All they're interested is getting your money for a 13-week contract. But here's the fact. Radio can work. But the operative word is work. A lot of people I know do a show. They pay for it. They go in on that first day to do the show, and they're not prepared. They don't have any way to monetize the show, and they haven't worked the show. Now, here's some positive notes about radio. I don't want to be negative. Radio works hand in hand with social media of all kinds. In fact, radio can help drive to your website at a less cost than TV, and possibly even drive people to your landing page, your website, faster and cheaper than television. You have to plan your interview. When I plan an interview, I take a look at my guest's bio. When I can, I do read a book. I have sitting on my floor, I have a very interesting filing system, drives my wife crazy. But I have a floor of books, and what I do on the books is I look at the book, and I try to figure out how I would make my interview different. And the key to doing an interview is very simple, and most hosts don't understand it. You need to listen. You need to listen to the guest and make the interview organic or live. About a month ago, I interviewed a friend of mine. She's a health reporter. And she sent me not only a list of questions, she sent me the answers to the questions. And she was somebody who was a producer for Good Morning America. And at the end of the interview, she said, "That was really fun, but you didn't ask me any of the questions that I sent you." And I said, "No. We had a topic. You started answering. I picked up from your questions your answers. From your answers, I picked up what you should do or what I should ask you." And she said, "You know, if you'd worked as a host on a major TV show, it wouldn't have worked. We need to know what you're going to say." I said, "You knew about what I was going to say. How I say it is different every time. I put Tanya on the spot twice. I know I have." So you need to prep your show, you need to understand social media. And that's something, frankly, that as a broadcaster, I wasn't aware of. Yes, I've heard of LinkedIn. I use it. I'm very active on it. Facebook and other social media venues, Twitter. But broadcasters look down on podcasters, or they have in the past. I've been doing late night health for 5 years, as I've mentioned. And what we did at the beginning was I ignored the podcasting arena. A year and a half ago, we decided to jump into the podcasting arena. And it's been the best thing we've ever done. It's a combination and of allowing people to listen to the content whenever they want. And I like that idea. But podcasters weren't broadcasters. Today, the podcasters and the broadcasters have really blended together. We only have a couple minutes left. So I wanted to talk about one other thing. If you have a health-related company, service, or product, I'm going to ask you to send me an email at info@latenighthelp.com. info@latenighthelp.com. And please take a look at our website at latenighthelp.com as well, and you can see just how what kind of a face I have for radio. We charge for our interviews, and that's called sponsored content. And sponsored content is the way of the future. You can buy interviews on many radio shows, podcasts, as well as TV shows. If you're a healthcare professional of any kind, you have a message you want to share, we charge $750, but here's a deal, okay? Here's the deal for you. If you want to be a guest on the show and you don't win, I will reduce the rate to $500, and I will give you two interviews. One will be, say, next week. The other one will be in 6 weeks. I will also work with you for a half hour and help you get ready to be interviewed. That's called media training. I don't believe in long 10-hour sessions. I believe in keeping it short, quick, and fast. And that'll be included in the overview of getting ready to be interviewed, not only for Late Night Health, but for any other radio show as well. By the way, and I thank Tanya for this, I will be joining her in Las Vegas for the Public Speakers Association get-together. I will be speaking about the power of television for authors, especially authors in the health field, but authors of any kind, and how video can help sell, promote, and make money for you using quality video. And I'm not talking about shooting videos on your iPhone, but having a producer, again, work with you to make your message engaging and happy. I think we're just about out of time. I'm looking at my clock, and I look forward to hearing from you. Again, join me at latenighthelp.com, and if you would like to be entered into our little contest and get a free interview, if you're in the health field, go to send me an email at info@latenighthealth.com. info@latenighthealth.com.